Okay, we're a little behind schedule. Lonnie, the agenda has half an hour. Did you want to ask for additional time, or can we do it in the half hour? You do want to ask for 15 additional?
That's possible.
Okay, Lonnie was saying the original agenda that was sent around had 45 minutes for the CFO report, I think, and the agenda that we got and approved only showed 30 minutes, so he's asking whether he can have an additional 15. Actually, Mr. Wisdom, you're going to give the next report. First, are you able to stay if we add that 15 minutes? Okay. Is it acceptable to the board? That would put our, given where we are in the agenda now, 30, that would be, that would leave us finishing at 8:35 tonight. So is the board willing to entertain a motion to extend by 15 minutes? Sarv moves to extend. Is there a second? Okay, can we just vote on it? Mary, are you ready?
Yeah.
Is there, can I ask a question?
Go ahead.
Will there be in this 45 minutes included questions? An answer, or is that just Lonnie's 45 minutes to talk?
I'll try to do the whole thing in 45.
Including the questions and answers.
Yeah.
Okay. Are you ready, Mary? Is there an objection?
No. Extend.
Okay, hearing no objection. You have 45 minutes. Sandy, you'll keep time? And we'll be going on this till 4 p.m.
Ah, can everybody see? Okay, here we go. I'm going to do the budget and finance report for Pacifica. And I'm going to do a little bit of reading for the benefit of those listeners who aren't here and can't see numbers. So I'll start off. First of all, I'll try to be as brief as possible. I'm a light. I'm sorry if I'm in front of some folks here. Well, the title of this presentation is Funding Pacifica's Future, and that's a theme that I'm seeking to go through, because I think that is a really the crucial question before us. How shall we, in the next 56 years, move Pacifica forward, especially in the area of funding the many, many, many projects that we have in mind? You all will recall that in April will be the 57th anniversary of Pacifica, and I think that we're at a point where we need to look toward making that work for us. Here we go. There are major issues that we face financially. I have here a slide that says the good and the bad. I'll start with the bad. I always start with the bad. Listener support is down on projection. What I do every quarter is I project where our actual figures for the quarter would, if we kept at those at that pace, where we would end up on September 30th at the end of the fiscal. Right now, on projection, of course that might change. Of course that may be a drive that's very good, or of course there may be drives that are very bad. But if we continue on the way looking at first quarter, we would end up with $400,000 away from our budget. We budgeted $12.8 million. For listener support, we look like we might get closer to 12.4 million. So what does this mean? Well, it's not good, but it's not the end of the world. We have plenty of time to address the issues of how you reduce that number. But right now, that's where we stand. We also budgeted to have $900,000 as a surplus. We need one, in our 1 month, that is, we have a proviso that we'd like to have each station have 1 month in the bank, so to speak. We're $700,000 away from that. And the budget did not budget 1.5. We were only able to budget $900,000. So we started the year understanding that we and the stations could not budget 1 month. They only could budget $900,000. That means we're $700,000 away. What does that mean? Is that good? Is that bad? Well, as I'm always fond of saying, if you're short of that 1 month, that September 30th, then in October, stations don't have the money that they need to pay the bills in October. Now, some of them have funds from prior years that will allow them to get through that month. Some of them might start their drives early and make up the gap that way. But what it says, and our auditor can go more detail about that, it says that we do start the year, at least some stations, in the hole, having less money than they need to get through that critical month of October. Remember, that period between April, May through October is the longest period of time in which Pacifica stations generally do not have income. That May drive has to last all the way through October. That's a long time. The arbitrary numbers are down. I'll show the chart on that. I'll get through it. Public and community radio numbers are down nationwide. Most of you know that, but some of you that don't know that for the first time in community radio history, Arbitron numbers for public and community radio down 2% 2 years running. First time they've taken a downward turn. Same thing is true for Pacifica. When I look at these numbers, you'll see that Pacifica's numbers in terms of growth of our audience going down for the first time, and I have numbers going back to 1990. Of course, I don't have that beforehand. I'll show you what the charts look like. But, you know, we have to face the fact that radio, community radio, commercial radio as well, is on a downward slope. We must attend to that problem. Every radio station I know is concerned about it, and they're making plans. So we must have a strategy to see what we at Pacifica can do to face this trend. Equipment is in poor state of repair. And we had Don Mussel and Jim Bennett do an analysis last March and April of the state of repair of the equipment at our stations. Their reports say a lot of our equipment that we're dependent upon is near obsolescence. Many of the equipment that we do use is not our own equipment. That is, we borrowed it. Some of the equipment belongs to employees, which is to say it's not our equipment. Many of the board meetings that we stream, we're streaming with equipment that doesn't belong to us, that we rented, belongs to individuals, or it's in bad shape. We must, as a radio station, look to have decent equipment, and of course that costs money. We don't own much of our broadcast equipment. Oh, next year the CPB funding in the as it is related to the board composition, you know what I'm going to say. I've made the point, but for the benefit of those listening who haven't heard this, is that the board, the CPB, Corporation for Public Broadcasting, does provide incentive funds to radio stations that have minority and ethnic criteria in terms of audience, in terms of board composition, in terms of staff composition. That was put in the CPB regs by various civil rights organizations wanting to see community radio be truly diverse. Now, the numbers on diversity in community radio are horrible. I sent out some of those numbers to board members. You should have it. 20%, 10, 15% of community radio stations are minority-owned. 40% of those minorities are working in 20% of those stations. The record for community radio on minority participation and minority staffing and minority hiring is not good. And that's why NPR looks to us, believe it or not, Pacifica, to be that network that is sensitive to that. It's one of the reasons they give us the funds, because we perform that function for them. The good. All right, that's enough bad news. How about some good news? We have reduced expenses in this network by $400,000. So that aforementioned $400,000 up there has an offset. That's why we still have a bottom line that's positive rather than negative. How did we do that? How did we reduce expenses by $400,000? Well, here you go. Salaries are up only by 1%. Salaries are only up by 1%. That is quite remarkable. I've been doing this for a long time, 20 years. And that's a good outcome. How was it done? How is it that this network was able to raise salaries only 1%? Answer. The answer is that there's been layoffs at some stations. Salaries are down for that reason. Some cases, we're between union contracts. And so, in essence, on paper, we haven't had to pay the full freight on some of those union contracts that will come on board in mid-year or come on board later on in the year. Next year, the full union contracts will hit, and we'll see an increase in the salary line. We administrative expenses are down $413,000, 9%. How did that happen? Mainly due to reduced legal expenses. As you recall, we have spent the last 3-4 years paying off legal expenses, over $4 million worth. And this year, FY06, we are at a point where we have less legal expenses in FY06 than we did in 05, therefore accounting for the reduction. How much less? $400,000 worth. We have received an endowment just a week ago or so. Got a notification from some attorneys that a major donor, Heath, this is Heath, which had been long cultivated by KPFA, had made an endowment to Pacifica, that is the foundation, and to KPFA in equal amounts. Total amount that was bequeathed. We don't know yet how much it exactly will be, and nothing will happen for 120 days. That's part of the stipulation of $750,000. Well, I did fall off my chair. I did run around the block. I said, whoa, there is a deity. There is a God. But there's always a but.
And
the but is that...
or a goddess.
Oh, goddess.
Could have been a goddess.
That's right. There's a goddess or a god. Either one will do it. I just say, I don't believe the number. I don't believe the number. This is great. But the but in the equation is that the monies are earmarked for an endowment where you can't invade the principal. That is, you must leave the principal intact and only access the interest. So the monies can't be spent, and this is the language we're trying to clarify. It can only be used in exigent situations. Sorry, let's call that emergency situations. And what we want, of course, is the definition of emergency. Absolutely, I feel really emergent right now, and also. It stipulates it to be used for public affairs. Now, that's an interesting stipulation. Public affairs, only use the interest, only in emergency situations. So, here's what will happen.
Does a never-ending war on terror count?
Yes, it's been used before, right? We can do that. So, that's good news. We have 120 days by the lawyers clarify terms. There are relatives, although we don't anticipate there'll be that will be contested. So anyway, we'll be back once we get the. We have a new ED. That's good. That's very good. Because as you know, we have Ambrose has done a wonderful job for us, and we've been lucky to have him there. Man has been with us for 28 years. He had knowledge that really helped move us through the transition. I want to second how wonderful Ambrose has been to work with. A gentleman. A man of integrity. And I thank you, Ambrose. I thank you. Because Ambrose educated me a lot of things I didn't know about. And the new ED, Greg and I have spent a good deal of time together. And he certainly is a wonderful asset to have here at Pacifica. So I would second all the other folks that feel the same way. And we've learned better how to manage our finances. Now I'm going to go to the pretty pictures.
Lonnie, if I could just ask, when we handle these slides that have a lot in them, would you like to take questions as we do the slides? Could we do that, or do you want to wait till the end?
I only have 8, okay. So I'll get through them fairly quickly. This is the listener support picture. As you can see, in FY04, listener support was $11,856,000. FY05, audit number 12,383. And I'm projecting we'll come in at 12,446,000. That is 12,446,000 listener support. The budget called for 12,800, hence the gap I spoke of earlier of 393. So that's what it looks like on paper. Now notice, this is pretty flat revenue. That is, we have not seen great increases in listener support in this network. It's been flat for 3 years, and we are faced with the possibility of that listener support going down for the first time in many years. Now that's the chilling part. It's one thing to be flat. Now, the thing to go down, that's a different direction. Here's what the proportions of our revenue look like for those years. The purple is the FY04 listener support. You can see the vast majority of our money comes from listener support. $11.8 million in 04, $12.3 in 05, and my projection of $12.4 in 06. And the next block of color is donations, and those donations are coming in 04. I'm doing this for the benefit of folks that are listening. 797,000 in 04, donations in 05, 706, and then in 06, the donations go down to $680,000. Man, that's the wrong way. Got to keep going up. Community events was 1.5 million in 04. In 05, 1.9 million. In 06, projected to be 2 million. So we're doing better in that community events area. Let's look at grants. I'm sorry, I read grants. I should have read community events. Community events was like 592 in 04, 630 in 05, and 582 in 06 projected. So, you know, community event monies are going down along with donations. Not a lot, but no, it's worrisome. Grants. This would be mostly the CPB monies, right? And why I want to show how that is important to us. It is our cash cow. Sorry to say, we do depend upon those funds. They stood in 04 at 1.3 million. They stood in 05 at 1.9 million. Oh, I got a pointer here. I can use that. And then you can see how in 06 it'll be coming up to the 2 million. And so that's important. So it is an important part of our revenue. More pictures. FY06 versus FY05. Listener support. Listener support is up a mere 0.5% on projection. Total revenue up 0.3%. Salaries up 1%. I mentioned that before. Gross salaries, which includes the benefits, up 1.35%. You see that there's not a lot of difference. Administrative costs down 10%. That's where the legal kicks in. Administrative costs go down because legal costs have gone down. Program costs, 7.9%. And then development, 4.45%. I'm told to go to the Arbitrons and Excel. Okay, I'll do that. Now, I want to go to the Arbitrons. That's the financial picture, but let me... The listener support has a visual companion piece, and that's the Arbitrons. You say, okay, that's the numbers, and that's what the numbers look like, and that's budget. But what about the Arbitrons? Let's have a quick look. I'll just start with the national Arbitrons. Here's the Arbitrons for the Pacifica Network, 1990 to 2005. 1990, a weekly audience, 567,000. Let's go to the war years. Remember we always said the war bump here, the war bump there? 1991 was Iraqi 1, 583,578. But the real bump starts in 2001. And I'm always fond of saying and joking, hey, when Pacifica is fighting among ourselves, more people are listening. I think that's not, I'll take the money, I'll take it. When we started with turmoil at Pacifica, and I can't help but notice, maybe it was an election year as well, 793,000 weekly audience, 2001, 811. We don't have our Arbitrons for 2002, didn't pay the bill, so we didn't get them. But 2003, 953, we're talking Iraqi War II here. 2004, we're talking an election year. So you can see a number jump up to the 940 or whatever. But 2005, down to 829. Let's go to see the detail with the stations. Let's start with KPFI, start with WBAI. This is the look of WBAI Arbitrons for 15 years. Got a lot of years here. So, you know, when the Arbitrons are good, they're good, they're accurate. When they're bad, hey, they're flawed. But this gives us a trend here. Trend for WBAI, 1990, 91, going all the way up to 2005. You notice the drop off here. This number here is 208,000. That is the 05 number. That's for four Arbitrons in a year. Four, not just one or two, or fall or spring, it's all of them. And then this number, a peak, 263 here, 208 there. 208,000 here, 263. And this number for the curious is 255, so you can get a sense of scale. I'm not going to comment on these, I'm going to move right on. Let's go to K, I guess I got K up next. KPFK, Arbitron, same period, 15 years worth of Arbitrons. Let's have a look. Oh, boy. Okay. Again, 2005 is not turning out to be a good year on the Arbitron side. We're all taking these hits. We're all taking these dips. What's the number? 165,000. This is K. What's this number here? It's 200,000. 200,000 there for 04, 165 for 05. What about, who's in there? A. Here's A. See a similar pattern. Growth, 90s, going up, 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 up. Boom, 2005, A dip. Pattern is clear. You've got this number here. We're all being affected. 2005, the number is 168,000 here. Where am I? A? Yeah, I'm in A. And this number here is 185. 185 for 04, 168 for 05. What am I missing? I'm missing W and T. There's a bright spot here somewhere. I think, as Ronald Reagan used to say, boy, there's a pony at the bottom of all this manure, I'm sure. And let's see. Arbitrons. I wasn't able to graph some of these numbers. They're just recently out. Here is W. So we have a graph, but not quite the same one. It's not 15 years. It's like a year. What we see is that the numbers in fall 04, 4W, 1,932. Here, 1,862. It's a dip, but not as big a dip. I don't have the 15-year chart for them. Although last year, I will remind board members, we did a 15-year chart last year on audience, so it is available from last year. I'm updating it to 05, but you have everything through 04. I'm all moving on to T. Where's T? Where is T? I messed it up. Nope, that's not it. I'm doing this off the internet, so it's a little tricky for me. Let's do that. Hold on. Then I have to go back in. Hold on just 1 second. Here we go. T's numbers are up. So I will, that they're the exception to trend. Their arbitrons are up rather than down. And I've heard lots of reasons why. T, FY04, fall FY04, 1060, fall FY05, 1443. The arbitron data is matching our listener data that's coming in. It looks like our listener support is down. Looks like the arbitrons are down. That doesn't mean that the world's over. It's not the end of the world. But it does mean there's a trend, and we will have to think to deal with it. Now, I'm going to go back and then finish up real quick because I think enough bad news is enough bad news for anybody. I do have some suggestions. How do we do it, just to summarize, how do we manage to have listener support down, yet still show positive bottom line? How did we do that? You always want to know, how was this done? Well, legal expenses were down, salaries were down, that is to say, very minimum increase. We had better financial management in this network. At the station level, people learned to look at those line items. People learned to watch those pennies. People learned that the 1 month helps. We had increased fundraising, as you can see with some of the 16-year charts that were sent out. But these were one-time windfalls. They're not replicatable. They won't be there next year. So next year, here we go. What to do? What to do about the scenario being presented to us? We need to look at new revenue sources. I will send this out to all board members so you will have it. And we all know, we've all talked about them. I won't go into detail. We need to improve our programming to attract new audiences. I'm organizational strategic partnerships, outreach, Sirius is something we're looking at, sample programming, internet programming, audience research, a lot of things to do. But in order for us to have a future that's sustainable, we must come up with concrete ways of making this real. Our last slide is envisioning models for the future. And I'll close on this. A lot of us have been doing thinking about what is the model for Pacifica in the future?
Free the love. I mean,
how much
feel
we got?
The love.
Feel the love. How much time? Oh, the model for the future. Well, what do we do? What is going to be the model that we, or the options that we have for how we deliver radio programming in the market trend that we currently see? That is, how will we keep Pacifica relevant, sustainable financially, and the hard-hitting network where they want it to be? What do we do? Well, there are two or three models. What are our options? I'm starting out with model one, the standalone stations as a model, which has been our model. You have standalone stations that are basically programming to individual subscribers. I'm suggesting that we need to have a look at that model and not merely have individual subscribers on the end of the delivery conveyor belt, but look at strategic partners with other organizations also being involved, changing our model slightly, moving it away from sole reliance on individual subscribers, and looking at other partnerships. That standalone station model has also been top down. We produce the content, the listener gets it down below. Maybe we need to look at bottom up models where content is produced out there in the community. We become the conduit, and that our capacity to produce content is thereby changed dramatically. The model I think many of us are thinking might work best is a hub model. Pacifica is seen in the center of a number of producers, a number of technologies, a number of ways to get our message out. The distribution mechanism, the production. Technologies, we all know. We all talked about iPods. We all talk about internet. The technology is pretty clear to see what are the ways of getting content out there. But the production is another issue. How to distribute it is different than who produces. And I'm concerned about that part. Because is Pacifica going to be the producer, or are we going to pay money to other people who produce? And I'm thinking now about Democracy Now! And how are we going, what we have to decide. Are we going to be original content producers, or are we going to simply pay other people to produce content? The distribution mechanism is different than the production mechanism. How will the distribution go? Horizontal, vertical, top down? Got to make decisions. Ownership and content. We talk a lot about programming. But you can't control your programming if you don't own your programming, if you're not producing your own programming, if you don't control your own programming. So decisions have to be made. Who will control the content that gets produced? Who owns it? That means that prior to programming, at least in my view, you have to look at intellectual and property rights, copyright issues, and that takes money. You have to look at licensing issues. I think you brought that issue up, Dave. We're all thinking the same ways. That before we move into that future, some of these decisions, some of the models, you may mix and match and have to use two or three models at the same time and sort of pilot test them to see which one really works best. But that's an issue we must face. Last, and I promise you, last slide. Next year, this year, which is 06, we've been lucky because we've had some one-time windfalls. Next year, those windfalls won't be there. I'm outlining for the board what that means. The one-month savings next year won't be there because we haven't budgeted for it. We only budgeted $900,000, so we're short. The lack of a diverse board may cost us $353,000. CPB is... I call them and try to see, well, is this a soft guideline? Is it a real guideline? Well, a worst case assumption, $353,000. The war bump is over. That is, the listeners are down. So we don't know what will happen next year. There won't be a war next year, or it won't be a war that in the way we have gone through. This is Iraqi War II. Election year 2004 bump is gone. We have a 2006. Maybe we can do something with that. The bylaw and election costs. Likely to come up next year. Certainly election costs will start even in August of this year. Equipment decay and capital needs. Whether we plan to spend money on our capital needs or equipment, we will end up paying for it anyway. Stuff will stop working. We'll have to put money into it on an emergency basis. Election year costs. We certainly plan to cover election year, but that will cost money. I mentioned the $700,000. So I added up twice? I think I did. We don't have the advisory boards. CPB is also pretty serious about those advisory boards. We have mentioned it before that they must get moving And they will look to audit to see if we have COI we've talked about, but not the advisory board. They want those too. So I think I added it twice. Let's call it $1.5 million. Right now, next year, on the table, needs that we can foresee total $1.5 million. Is it the end of the world? Is Pacifica dead? Are we in a deficit situation and everything is dire? No. We've got reserves. We've got money in the bank. But I'm dealing with year-to-year budgeting, and this is how it looks year-to-year. Anyway, that's it for me. Oh, last thing. I'll leave this here, not discuss it. But I have identified critical board and staff goals to achieve on the table with the board. OTT stands for on the table, and I'll send this PowerPoint to everyone on the board. The board and staff code of conduct is on the table. One has been proposed August 2004. Would love to have it reviewed. Financial policies and procedures manual is on the table, OTT. And a lot of the issues we talk around, financial issues and policies, have to be codified. And here is a first attempt at that. I would recommend we have a look. Personnel policies, an update was forwarded to the board, OTT. Board staff and job descriptions was forwarded to the board, OTT. Shared accountabilities, talking about who does what. Proposal by former ED was made. Budget guidelines and timeline are upcoming. The Finance Committee has done some work in that area. National programming, on the table. We've just been discussing it. Election guidelines, on the table. Election Committee is working at it. Evaluation process, that is to say regularizing it, in the works. Legal counsel, in the works. We need to enforce or amend the information policies that we had passed as a board, OTT. Then I propose stakeholders and policy. We need to identify who the stakeholders in Pacifica are and see what's the best way to bring all stakeholders together, not just a few, once every quarter. Board funding, OTT. Serena has brought it up many, many times. I think we have to get serious next year about board fundraising. And audience strategy. What's going to be our strategy? What's the audiences we're going to try to attract for the future? And what will that mean in terms of concrete plans? I am done.
Thank you very much. So we have a... We have between 12 and 14 minutes. Since I'm on that committee and have a number of comments myself on it, I'm going to turn the chair over to Sarv for the remainder of this agenda item.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And let's see, who am I going to recognize here first? Well, Mr. Chairman, go ahead.
A few things. One is you have the CPB potential shortfall at $353,000. That's the amount if all the stations with minority qualification lost it. Is that correct?
No. Mm-hmm. That's just for the board.
Right, I know. But the result, CPB requirements, if I'm correct, require that you qualify on two out of three criteria, one having to do with staff diversity, one with board diversity, and one with listenership diversity.
Yes.
So the total amount, we have three stations that qualify?
Four.
We have four stations that qualify. So some of them, and I believe K, I'm told, qualifies already on two of the other three. So not all of that 353 is an actual, we're actually under threat of losing, which is not to say the issue is not important, but that's a worst-case scenario.
Now, I sent out a spreadsheet that mm-hmm. showed the impact on each station around just the board issue.
Okay, so you weren't counting the stations that will still qualify even if the board doesn't.
Well, I assume they would still qualify.
Okay. The more important thing has to do with some of the Arbitron things. I analyze data for a living, and one point does not a trend make. So you noted that, well, it's kind of correlating with what's happening with fundraising. But I just want to emphasize a few things. First, you were doing annual averages. So one question is whether that drop that we're seeing is happening in every quarter or is located in one quarter. But the more important thing, specifically for Kay's audience, is Arbitron is notorious for underreporting listenership in particularly poor communities and communities of color. And in our case, particularly the immigrant and the undocumented community, I'm not aware, given the attacks on the undocumented community in Southern California, of very many who are willing to answer surveys. So I think that it's a reasonable bet to say that our Spanish language programming block, which is an hour and a half weekday evenings, may be showing a slight hole in the Arbitron numbers and may be at least partially responsible for some of what we're seeing, which is a reason to be leery of judging things solely by Arbitrons, because Pacifica is supposed to be driven by other than the market values of ratings and money. And part of what the objection to the prior board was it was trying to put us on a market standing for that kind of decision. So I never like to reject any data that somebody has to explain what's going on, but I also don't think we should overstate it. Also, those numbers bounce around a lot, particularly at our level of audience. So, you know, when I looked at those trends, what I saw is a trend at which we had 2 years of possibly anomalously high ratings and then a return. So obviously we have to keep our eye on it, but I hope we don't overreact to those numbers. And it's particularly aggravating to when it gets retailed, when a presentation like this gets retailed and people say, oh, your numbers are down or your numbers are up, because that single point isn't actually meaningful. Usually you need to take a three-year average, averaging across each quarter to really see what's happening and to see trends. When I did, just to remind, when I did that with the prior administration's claims of having increased audience by 20%, what they had done was they compared their best year to the anomalously worst year. And when you did a three-year rolling average, there was no statistical difference in their audience size. So we have to be careful of that stuff. Okay. And
well, you know, I have included all of the quarters. So you have that data.
Right,
when
but
it comes.
It's lumped together. And
No. Here it is right here. Yeah,
right.
Yeah, I'm saying that if you want to go look
right.
at that statistical variation, I have included, when I send it out to you,
right, we can look at it.
Yeah.
And I plan.
Yeah, yeah.
To
see,
definitely.
You can see it. You can look at each station and say, well, the yearly average may vary or may be similar to the quarters. But you can have a look. All the data, the raw data is there. All right. And I don't draw the conclusion. I draw the conclusion that it's worrisome. I don't draw any firm conclusion, but I don't like the way it looks, Dave. But you got all the data, Dave. If you can look at it, you can do that analysis.
All right. Thank you. Just a second. Hold
sure.
it. We have about four people on the list, and we have about 5 minutes. So we'll work on it. The first one is Sandy. Go ahead.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. First off, don't worry about the next war. George Bush is still president. We'll figure something out. With the Arbitrons, I believe there was a way that Arbitron changed their way of collection this past year, and that may have a profound impact on what we're seeing and could account for across-the-board fall-off on your graph. In other words, it's not apples to apples necessarily. What I really wanted to ask you is what constituted the savings on administrative expenses that you stated? Is that relative to 04? Is that budget 05? What are we talking about there?
Well, we're comparing the 05 audit numbers to the 06 projected, that we'll spend less in this fiscal 06 in administrative, predominantly due to legal.
I think the spreadsheets that I've reviewed in the past kind of flipped that around, Lonnie.
Saying, let's have a look. Yeah, what's the premise you're thinking?
Expenses of 15 point. Your data said expenses of 15.2 actual million actual in 05, and our budget is 15.7 expenses in 06. Mm. So it shows up as a negative number, but that negative number is because expenses went up, not because there's a drop in expenses.
I'm looking right here. We have 05 and we have 06. This is comparing 05 audit against 06 projected. 05 audit expenses 15.8, 06 15.5. That's down. These are the numbers I sent.
Maybe the last set. Perhaps we need more time to review them.
Yeah, yes, true. If you're looking at November, it will be different than December. So this is what was sent out. It was December, a full quarter. And remember, December, because we tried to get it together as an estimate, so December is not total.
So those audit numbers changed, basically. The projected audit changed from 15.2 to 15.8?
No, they didn't change.
Follow it up.
Okay.
Welcome to a finance committee meeting.
All right. Thank you. Next with Lydia.
Yes. First of all, I'd like to just make a comment that for the past couple of years that I've been listening to the PMB meetings, they keep warning about that we had this war blip and that we're going to be plummeting, and that has not happened, certainly has not happened at KPFK anyway, because I think that we have sufficiently developed and sustained an audience based on other issues and programming, and so now we have a loyal listenership. But also I wanted to comment that, and nobody throw any tomatoes, but I was for several years I worked in advertising, and the one thing that we absolutely did as advertisers is, number one, we used both Arbitron and Nielsen to compare, and that over and above that, the very reason you use focus groups and so forth is because you can't trust either. And so because there's so much money at stake, I'm telling you, advertisers do not exclusively rely on those figures, and they have the data to show how seriously flawed they are. Now, I magnify that times how flawed they must be in relation to what we're looking at. I do think that we need to start looking at other ways of querying our membership and our audience who are not members to develop our own type of research so that we can have something that's a little bit more consistent with what we see, at least at the station that I'm representing here, an increase in listenership rather than the drop.
Yeah, do you have Nielsen data available to you? You have access?
No, I used to be in advertising. I don't have that anymore.
Well, I think that's a great idea. We do need independent ways of verifying our numbers so that we don't overreact or underreact. But you know,
but I wasn't pushing Nielsen. I was saying both are seriously.
I said other ways. That, yeah. Other ways. Exactly. And I think, you know, I would love to have focus groups. Very expensive. Well, I'm thinking as part of the programming, needing to have good data on who listens to us is essential. I agree.
Thank you, Lonnie. All right, Alan?
Want to agree and disagree with Lydia in that my sense of the situation is that I do think there was a real peak in the general society's focus upon politics in 2003, and not really the focus of our political coverage, but in a sense it was as well with the election of 2004. It was a huge drama that the whole society was following. My sense, though, in agreeing with Lydia is I don't think we've lost any listeners, but I'm guessing that those listeners who will always return to KPFK for their political news are probably listening a little less. Mm-hmm. But I do think, though, and what Lonnie said at the beginning, too, I know that NPR's Arbitrons dropped. It was just going way up till 2003 from 1991, and then they dipped for the first time in this period of their history. And this is relevant only in that it's speculated this has to do with new forms of audio being listened to through other technologies is one way that people are speculating on that. So that's just thrown to the technology committee. But again, I really do think that Pacifica content, I think we have I think we still are on the upward curve in terms of growing listenership in Los Angeles, at least.
Do you guys have independent numbers in LA or on your listenership that you can share?
The way that I work, I would definitely say that I have a general sense that, yeah, people were absolutely more locked in 2000 and 2003, 2004, simply because of the political narratives that were transpiring in the society. I agree with Lydia that much of our shows don't necessarily have focus on, for instance, electoral politics. But, you know, for our drive time listenership, that's a major focus. It was a huge narrative the whole society was following. But those people will not go elsewhere for their political news.
But our increase in subscribers, as well as I want to add to what Dave had said about the immigrant community, for example, our Spanish language programmers, when they have an event, they pack out. Right, and they gladly will give donations to all of our live events and all, you know, all of our speaking engagements and so forth, but they do not necessarily want to fill out a membership form precisely because they're undocumented. So those are in large numbers that are not counted anywhere else.
Thank you, Lydia. The last speaker here is Rob. Go ahead.
I guess I'm going to weigh in the same area, but I'm going to take a different tack. Lonnie, I'd like to ask if we could talk to Pete Caracas about getting figures on what it would cost to set up our own listener database, because we can't use Nielsen or Arbitron figures to do empirical research about anything. What we need to know is we need to know what the size of our potential audience, our actual audience, and what the behavioral relationship they have around radio and around giving, as well as the individual shows. We can do that on the internet relatively cheaply. And in doing that, we can do lots of research with those listeners around a range of topics so that we can understand, you know, what the dynamics are. Right now, all we can do is look at these numbers, which are used to sell advertising, which we don't do. So I'm just asking, can't we ask Pete what it would cost to go in this direction? Because I think if we did, we could really begin doing some empirical research, which would be meaningful. Right now, all we're doing is looking in a crystal ball and saying, gee whiz, maybe this means the war is depressing contributions, and we don't know that.
Well, I think you're absolutely right about getting good data, especially through Pete. Now, we did ask him, and he is readying his capacity to do that. But right now he's moved to a new hosted website, and the bandwidth that it takes to, you know, how many streams are you going to need in order to, but I think we should put money to it. We should get that done. Absolutely.
All right. Thank you, Lonnie. That will conclude our CFO report. Now, I have a request to make here. One of our general managers, they have to take a flight here at 5 o'clock, so they have requested me if they could give their report. And Mr. Wisdom, is it possible you could delay for 30 minutes your presentation? Is it would that cause any inconvenience for you? Or? 45 minutes. So if you start at 4:30, would that be all right? All right. So then we go to the general manager report from Los Angeles. Eva?
And I'm back.
Thank you. And I turn back the chair to our chairman.